May we all stand for the call to worship, please. Blessed are the ones who put their trust in the Lord. Joyful are the ones who yield their hearts to the Lord. O Lord, we will praise you with all our hearts and be glad, yes, filled with joy because of you. Be seated, please. Let us pray. O great God, creator, sustainer of all life, giver of all grace, we beseech thee now to make thy presence known among us as we in oneness celebrate thy unfailing victory and abundant love manifest in thy Son, our Lord. Let thy Holy Spirit so fill our lives that there be no boundaries between us, that we in our humanness do not lose sight of the one whose life, death, resurrection and abiding love is for all persons. Grant, O God, that all here who minister in thy name be restored the joys of salvation and the forgiveness of sin, that each moment we worship thee, we may truly celebrate with thee. In the name of Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. Would you stand, please, and join me in the affirmation of faith? I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was christened of the Holy Ghost of Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Our scripture lesson this morning comes from John 15, verses 7 through 12, and I'm reading from the Living Bible. But if you stay in me and obey my commands, you may ask any request you like and it will be granted. My true disciples produce bountiful harvests. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Live within my love. When you obey me, you are living in my love, just as I obey my Father and live in his love. I have told you this so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your cup of joy will overflow. I demand that you love each other as much as I love you.
Would you join me briefly in worship and silent prayer, please? Amen. Christian worship is the doing of God. And we are gathered here to celebrate the victory of God in and through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christian worship is always celebration with other Christians of all times and in all other places. We are called from our apartness in this world to experience in corporate worship,
a worship which renews us to one another and to Christ, and in the power of God's victory and our victory in Jesus Christ. In celebration of the gospel message, we are called to remember. We're called to think of this country and of our own heritage as a people. In this remembrance, we reflect upon this Jesus Christ who loved and gave himself for us. Also in celebration, we are called to thanksgiving. We are called to lift our hearts and our voices and our minds to the Lord, praising him for his goodness to us and for his grace upon grace. In celebration, we are called to rededication. We're called to action. And in action, we must move to render our hearts and to render our bodies and our minds and our very souls to Jesus Christ. And in this action, we are moved to be used for his glory and not to be stagnated. Celebration demands that we become extensions of the doings of God. And when we do this, we will experience again and again his joy. We can become restored to the joy of our salvation. And as we become restored in this joy, we will be ready to act upon that great love and grace he has showered upon our lives. But when we think about celebration and we think about action, one thing comes to mind. You see, action involves deciding. It means choosing to act. But our choice to act must come from individual response to the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Too much we sit and wait. We have expectations and dreams, but we simply refuse to move. We refuse to move and act that the works of our Lord be made manifest in the world around us. We hear of problems, concerns, social issues. We hear of those concerns of persons who are truly caught up in oppressions on every hand. And we talk. We intellectualize and we theorize. We theorize about solutions. But we never seem to get about doing those solutions. We never seem to do those solutions that will indeed affect change and growth in our own lives. Let me share this with you briefly. What does it mean to choose? It means I will, not I might, or if I can. It means I'll do it, instead of maybe it will happen. Choosing means believing in one day instead of someday. It also means believing, taking and using now instead of yesterday or even tomorrow. Choosing means I am instead of who am I, or I could be if. Choosing really means deliberation, control, and freedom to fail without failure. I think one sure way for us not to experience the joy and celebration with the Lord Jesus Christ is simply not to act. Not to respond to his command for us to live within him and to love. In thinking about relationships here in this place and the persons who are here this morning, I have thought an awful lot about caring, what it means to become involved in living with persons. And I've come to a very simple conclusion, and that is this: we do not just happen to become involved in loving persons. Neither shall the joy Christ promised us just happen. Not in the works, but in our commitment and yielding to the Lord. Indeed, in the doings of God shall our joy be as we become. I think we are minus the real joy of celebration because we are simply afraid. We are afraid of action because of the risk-taking action implies. Indeed, any time we move to do, we stick our necks out. To take a risk, to really do something, means we just might be faced with change. So we stay right where we are. And in staying right where we are, the joy that comes in and through new experiences is never felt. You know, perfectionism is a slow kind of death. If everything were to turn out just as I would want it to, just like I would plan for it to, then I would never experience anything new. My life would be an endless repetition of stale experiences and successes. When I make a mistake, I experience something totally unexpected. Sometimes we react to making a mistake as if we've betrayed ourselves. Our fear of making mistakes seems to be based on the hidden assumption that we are potentially perfect, and that if we can be just very careful, we might not indeed fall from heaven. But a mistake really is a declaration of the way we are, a jolt to the things that we intend. And it is also a reminder that we're not really dealing with the facts at all. When we have listened to our mistakes, we have grown. Several questions, I think, need to be dealt with, or at least raised here. And I'll shoot them to you all at once. The first question is, where is our joy? And why do not we feel the joy of celebration? Why does not this joy simply radiate in our lives? For these questions, let me suggest several possibilities. We do not obey Christ. Our Lord has told us that when we obey Him, when we live in His love, abiding love, we shall overflow with joy. The Lord said it. Another possibility is simply that we do not love. We often fail, willingly, at times, to see persons around us. We fail to acknowledge persons as unique parts of God's creation and expression of Himself. And we do not respond to others where they are and in the context of their need and not our own. And when we fail at these things, then truly we do fail to love. Love unites the part with the whole. And love unites me with the world and with myself. Our life work, well indeed, could be love. And love in the Father is the universe complete. Love is a vision that can see all as one and one as all. I and my Father are one. How do I get love? I have it. I must drop my definitions of love. Love is not saying nice things to people or smiling or doing good deeds. Love is love. Don't strive for it, be it. I love because I love. We restrict the workings and the doings of God, I think, when we choose who we shall take time to respond to and who we shall not take time to respond to, who God shall love and who He shall not love. who he shall call into his work and ministry, and who he shall not call. We even sometimes decide to be the deciders of other person's salvation. I think our celebration is less than authentic and less than joyful because we simply do not claim the joy the Lord has promised us. We retreat into ourselves to avoid that risk of change and growth. And let me suggest just one thing here. If we ever leave a worship experience and have not grown, then we have not worshiped with Jesus Christ. When we do not claim our joy, our thinking becomes small and our expectations become even smaller. And somehow the power of the Holy Spirit to work and move within the lives of women and men becomes confined to our own perspective and experience. Thank God he's not so small. We do not claim the joy. We do not join the celebration. Because we simply dare not be so bold as to think Christ really did mean what he said, that he really did come that we might have life and have it abundantly. Finally, the joy is not ours because we do not participate. Celebration, worship, is not just a response to the gospel message. It is participation in it. Unless we do it, the gospel has no message for us at all. The essence of Christian worship, I think, is seen more and more as something that is done rather than something that is absorbed. Unless we respond to Christ's command for us to love one another, unless we do this, our joy will not be full. Unless we participate, we cannot celebrate. That our joy indeed may overflow, let us share in oneness the discovery that the Lord has showered the people he loves with love, that his gifts of love and grace are freely given to all persons who believe and participate in his victory in Christ Jesus. Let this then be our celebration. Amen.
Let us stand for the benediction. O Lord, forgive us in that we do not know how to worship thee. Help us to be obedient to your command to love one another, and in the doing of your word, to become. And now may peace and hope and joy everlasting be with us now and always, through Jesus Christ our Lord.